Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Don't let your ego make promises your soul can't keep. Okay, let's talk about that little black book. Your personal electronic device. Believe it or not, there used to be a time when a human being lived in the present moment, responding according to what was being presented in front of him herself from moment to moment. I know that seems like an impossibility in our current experiences, but I contend that unless we get back in touch with that reality, we're acting as robots, dead people, not living, thriving, evolving, co-creative beings. Let's look at a day in the life of Joe Average. He awakens to an alarm clock, not when he completes his normal sleep cycle. He jumps up without taking the time to meditate and connect with his higher self for direction. You see, he thinks he knows the direction his day is to take. After all, wasn't that decided and recorded last month, last week, yesterday? He may have come to Earth to bring musical or literary inspiration or an invention from the higher planes to further humanity, but we'll never know. Joe doesn't have time to do the things that are calling from his soul because he promised his employer that he would be at work every day except Saturday and Sunday. Those days are taken up with a promise to do chores, go to church, the one he promised his parents he would attend whether he outgrew its dogma or not, and perhaps the outing he's been promising his friends all week. There can be little to no spontaneity. If he deviates from his plan, how will he be able to guarantee his future safety, keep his job, or perhaps even his relationships, for example? When making a date or a meeting, if he doesn't adhere to the agreed-upon time, doesn't he lose his trustworthiness and thus undermine his integrity? It doesn't matter one bit that the plan he made last year was made by a person who should, as a result of the law of expansion and contraction, no longer exist. That's right. Every day, if left uncontrolled and unmanipulated, the person you woke up as would be different and new. Every night should be a death of sorts, and every morning should be a rebirth. Lessons learned from day to day should lead to different realizations, and thus, different choices. So Joe makes a plan with Sarah for next week because she's a nice girl that he happens to be committed to. And after all, no one else is around at the moment. Then one morning he wakes up with a deep urge to hop on a plane bound for Paris. You see, it is written in his soul that upon disembarking at Charles de Gaulle Airport, he is to meet the woman that will fulfill his destiny. But no, the first problem is that Joe has to go to work, doing something he doesn't want to do. The second is that Joe doesn't fly. He has told himself over and over that he never would. The third is that he prides himself on his ability to keep his word. He has a date with Sarah coming up. Oh well, so much for the realization of his soul.